Hi, I'm REHDWG, Random Thoughts. It's been a rough day today. I am so tired. Very, very tired. You ever felt that way? You come home from a hard day's work and you're just completely wiped out. All you want to do is just take a shower and just relax and just go to sleep. That's how I'm feeling right now. So I just want to just melt away, because when you're sleeping and you're nice and peaceful, everything is right with the world. All your problems that you're having with friends and family and all this stuff, financial problems, you just melt away. So it's either do that or do this. Which one? It's more satisfying. I mean, they're both satisfying. I mean, when I get a really peaceful sleep, there's nothing better. There's nothing better than that. But in order to have a peaceful rest, your mind has to be cleared of everything. Which brings me to my topic today, complex minds. I want to talk about complex minds because, sad to say, I'm one of those persons who have a complex mind. As you can tell by my videos and music, you know I have a complex mind. Not psychotic. I know some of y'all think it's psychotic. It's not psychotic. I'm not snapping over the edge yet. I don't have dementia or anything like that. But I have a very complex mind. Always has. You know? And if y'all don't think I have a complex mind, well, excuse me. Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, no, but seriously, I mean, having a complex mind. I'm going to attempt to tell you how complex my mind is. I will go to work. Let's say I go to work for an 8-hour shift. And every person that I run into in that 8-hour shift and interacted with, when I come home, because I think it must be because I live alone. Because if I live with a roommate or a girlfriend, I think that things would be a lot different because I won't have all this time to think. But I will come home after an 8-hour shift into everyone. I mean everyone, because in my mind, I see everything photogenically. I remember things like that. So I'll come home and I will think about everything and everyone that I interacted with. And not only will I think about everything and everyone that I interacted with, I will also, you know, in my mind, I'll be rewinding the conversation I had with them or just the way they looked at me. And I will try to analyze, why did they look at me that way? Why did they say this to me? Why did they say that to me? And I will do this the whole night. And I will give myself a nasty headache. That's how it's really complex. And I try not to do it. It's not something that I want to do, but it's just how I am. Everyone that I interact with, that's what I do. I really think, you know, I'm thinking back when I had a roommate, I wasn't like that. But then again, I didn't make the best choice of roommates either. So I didn't really feel comfortable or at home with any of my roommates, excluding J-Bone, but everyone else, I mean. So it was really, really, really difficult for me. Because I will analyze. And I've lost so many friends in doing that. I used to have one friend who used to tell me, "You're not a doctor, Ray. Stop analyzing me." He never liked it. But it's not like I was doing it on purpose. It's just part of who I am. I mean, he had a complex mind himself. But the difference between his complex mind and my complex mind is that with my complex mind, I will express it to you and I will let you know. But with his complex mind, he never expressed it. So if I did things that were wrong and he didn't accept or like, I would never know. And hence the friendship is, you know, gone one left, one gone right. And that's all right. You know, you ever had friends that you just love them to death, but you just hate their personalities? That's how it was with that person. Love him and would do anything for him, but I just hated his personality. My blood pressure would always be on the rise when I was around him. And, you know, didn't agree on anything, basically. And he says things like, "We're not twins or brothers. We don't have to agree on everything." Well, I know that, but we were just... It's like a liberal and a conservative, basically. That's the only way I could put it. It's really... was. If I'd say black, he'd say white. If I'd say up, he'll say down. If I say, you know, heaven, he'll say hell. You know, it's always, it was just always a constant, you know? I mean, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what to say, but I'm going off course. But yeah, I was psychoanalyzed the whole day that I went through, and it just leaves me with a migraine headache. I'm a thinker. I think a lot. I try not to. I can't help myself. I just think and think and think and think. It's good at times, but other times, like I think I talked about this before in the past, and it's good. But bad, because if I think too much and I give myself a headache, that's not good. So, I don't know. I still think about people that, you know, love and hate is a fine line between those two. You know, I don't hate anyone currently. I mean, even though you just broke up of a friendship, it's not really feel. It doesn't really feel like a breakup, because I feel that one day, you know, that things could change, because I didn't have any hate for this person. Still care and love him. But when you hate someone, oh man, I know when I did in the past when I was in school, oh man, I did everything in my power. I mean, hate, you know, hate is bad because it consumes your whole life and you have nothing else to do but to feed the anger, and that was not a good thing. I would want to feed the anger. I would hate this. I would want to... Woo! Just thinking about it, I need a drink. Wow. Yep. But just having a complex mind is just really... It drives me nuts. Especially, you know, sometimes I think maybe I should get a roommate. But then I think back and, yeah, I know there's someone out there that's probably not going to be a thief or steal or mooch off of me and stuff like that. But I just think that I'm better off living by myself, you know. If I put something on the desk, I could come back and in confidence know it's going to be on the desk. If I, you know, buy my Optimators, I should know that if I have 12, I come back, there's going to be 12. I mean, I don't think I'd want anyone as a roommate. I mean, Turtle would probably make a cool roommate. I think he'd make a cool roommate. I don't know about D though. I don't know. Because, like I said, it's fire and ice. But, other than that, I think I'd rather just chill. You know, go on, get my house. You know? Y'all can help me out. Donate. Just kidding. Do you hate people like that? They always donate, help me out, give me a dollar, please. I hate people like that. If you want to help me and donate, and that's cool, I appreciate it. You want to buy my music, I appreciate it, but I'm not gonna go, please, I'm going bankrupt. I don't know what the hell. The alcohol is kicking in. It's like my third one. But anyway, I don't know what else to say. Here's to y'all. I'm so tired and sleepy. You ever feel like that? You come home from work, just dead dog tired. You don't even want to play your Xbox or your PlayStation 3. You just want to chill. Speaking of that, I am so sorry, guys, but you'll notice if you were on my Xbox list, I wiped it all out. They only left friends and family on there that I actually know. So I'm sorry to say, but eventually I'm going to do the same with the PS3. I'm so sorry, but it's just my friends and family. There's no room for them because you guys are taking it all up. And they're angry at me, so I have no choice. So I have to wipe everyone out, so sorry. Until next time, peace out.